he has to wait until the 5th of July to get his answers. We don't. As joining me now is Policy and Resources President Gavin St-Pierre. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Excellent. So, what do you make of the report and when did you find out about it?
Well, we found out about it earlier this week when we received a copy of the report. As you said, it's been commissioned by Scrutiny Management Committee, but it is an independent report from KPMG. And I think, you know, when you spend £46,000, as Scrutiny have done, then you do expect to get some recommendations from it. And we've not yet, as a committee, had an opportunity to consider those, but we obviously will do. My view is that some of the recommendations are perhaps more theoretical than pragmatic. For example, when it talks about the due diligence, it says that the due diligence appears relatively limited in practice. And even if that is right, there is a sort of follow-up question for me, which is sort of so what, in the sense that actually, if you're going to learn a lesson from it, it's only relevant if you're going to raise another bond. And of course, there are no plans at all to do that. So I'm not sure that it necessarily adds a great deal in relation to that. It also comments on the fiscal rules having been breached, by which there is a fiscal rule that says you can't borrow more than 3% of GDP, which is around about 60 million in any given year. Well, of course, everybody knew that was a rule that was going to be breached, but by the very nature of
the bond. Does that make it okay then? If you just thought, you know what, we all know it's going to be broken, but we'll just collectively make this decision.
Yes, because it was in the context of it being the right thing to do. So yes, the rule was breached, but everybody knew that it was going to be breached in one year, and they knew the reasons that they were doing it. I think more importantly, this report doesn't contain any criticism, either implied or explicit, about the decision to issue the bond. It confirms that, which was has been a concern, that the fees and cost of issuance were reasonable, and I think that's a very important to have that independent
because
validation.
At the time when the fees came out, it was sort of a bit like we didn't know about them. That seemed to be a little bit after the event that we got told.
It was very clear that there were going to be fees and costs incurred, and it was also very clear that taking out an interest rate hedge, which was where a significant part of the costs were incurred, was also a possibility. And of course, again, that's been examined in some depth in the report. And so I think that's been useful. And I think it's also, we shouldn't forget that at the end of the day, taxpayers and the public sector are millions of pounds, in my calculation, over £10 million better off now than they were before the bond was taken out. Taxpayers directly are £8.3 million better off, but also the savings which organisations like the GHA have had by being able to refinance their existing stock of debt to take advantage of the lower interest rates that came through the bond have a significant benefit to us all as members of the community. And my final example would be Orany. Orany's interest rate costs were £1 million lower in 2016 as a result of being able to refinance from the bond. Another way of expressing that is Orany's losses would have been £1 million higher for taxpayers had they not had the opportunity to be able to use the bond. So it has undoubtedly been a good thing.
But the bond costs taxpayers £11 million a year in interest. So is there a slight danger that you know, there might be one year it doesn't perform as well? So are we always going to sort of take that risk as we go forward?
Well, that is the purpose of the bond reserve. The rules around the bond are very clear. It can only be used to fund projects that have a clear income stream that is capable of paying both the interest and the capital back. And in the meantime, there is good governance, which again I think is recognised in the report, about ensuring that the bond reserve is going to build up over time and will be sufficient to repay at the end of the term in what is now 30 years time. In the meantime, the programme of on lending will continue, and as that happens, then we will have much greater certainty. In other words, we will be locking in the gains because the portion that's unlent will be lent on to those projects
eventually be allocated somewhere.
Absolutely. And again, if you look at the Policy and Resources Plan, which was published a week ago, and some of the capital projects there, and indeed some of the social housing projects which the Guernsey Housing Association envisage over the next few years, That will more than deal with the balance of the unallocated portion.
Does it all have to be spent? Because you know some people sort of go, well, I've got an idea and we've got the bond money.
Some people have said that, but again, that is why the rules are very tight around what it can be used for. It will be used for the right projects that do have an income stream capable of repaying it, and where it is appropriate to do so. And there are, as I say, there will be plenty of opportunities to use the bond to support our capital infrastructure over the next few years. So it is unashamedly a good thing.
So you don't regret taking it out?
Absolutely not at all.
And so if you were to do it again, would you do anything differently to sort of allay any fears that have come out of this report?
Well, as I say, I think clearly we need to take account of the recommendations, and clearly if one were to do it again, then to the extent that those recommendations are relevant, then they should be taken on board. I think one very clear recommendation is, if you like, there needs to be good public information about the experience of the bond. And again, I think that's a sensible one, and I think there has been good transparency about the terms on which and the performance since it was set up two to three years ago. So I think the benefit of hindsight, you can always look back and say, was it the right time? Should it have been done 2 months before? Should it have been done 6 months later? All of these things you can always judge with much greater clarity in hindsight. The real challenge is, were the right decisions made at the right time for the right reasons? And there is nothing whatsoever in this report that seeks, in my view, to challenge that.
Okay. In some ways, is the report almost a little bit pointless? It's not as if you're suddenly going to go, you're absolutely right, let's just repay it and move on.
Well, I mean, that's clearly it's a matter for scrutiny. They're the ones that commissioned the report and have paid for it from their budget. I think it does have value to have an independent view rather than just a political view. So I think that has adds something to the process. Clearly, there is another stage to this, which is a public hearing on the 5th of July, which you've referred to in your clip there. And I certainly very much look forward to participating in that. As I said, there is nothing to hide here. So I'm very happy to answer any questions in any location at any time.
Do you think it'll be awkward? It'll be like Donald Trump at a NATO summit sort of thing?
No, it'll be fine, because the facts very much speak for themselves, and as I say, it is very easy to present those facts and to defend the decisions that were made at the time, and that this has been a good thing, and the public sector and the taxpayers are better off as a result.
Do you think this will mean we will get more in the future, that we'll go, this one's gone fine, so at some point...
No, not necessarily. I think that's pure speculation. I think we have to remember that the circumstances that led to the decision at the time was very much recognising interest rates were at a 300-year low. That is unlikely to continue forever, although it has continued for longer than people anticipated. That window of opportunity undoubtedly will change at some point. So there are absolutely no plans to repeat this, and so it would be pure speculation to do so.
Okay, great. Right, I think I've kept you from the sunshine for long enough, so Gavin St-Pierre, thank you so much.
Thank you.